Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it's Wednesday, November 21st, 2012.
Episode 8.35, the Week 12 preview show.
Also known as the Turkey Day Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, coming to you a little early because of Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our American friends, so to our Canadian, Australian, and British friends. Do what most people are starting to do and boycott, take the day off work, cook a turkey, and watch a lot of football.
Yeah, unless you are a part of the PETA organization that is still upset the president
is going to go ahead and pardon that darn turkey. You know, PETA, I'll give them credit. Steven, if they didn't do these outrageous stunts, we wouldn't say their name.
Yeah,
and they would not be publicity whores that they are.
You know,
and they don't. It's about staying in the press.
So
why else would they do dumb stuff and make us talk about it?
I guess so.
It's working. I want to tip a hat to them because it's working.
Pretty stupid.
It's stupid, but it works and it's efficacy test. So welcome to the Turkey Day Tussle Show. Again, I want to emphasize that there's
emphasis.
It is a point of emphasis that there are so many people around the world doing Thanksgiving, not pro-America, but pro-football.
Oh, okay. There you go. Pro football's good.
For the NFL, they are taking the day off work. They're doing a proper turkey stuffing and all the whole thing, inviting a bunch of friends over, drink some beer, and watch football.
I think the NFL has doing a great job of now they have three games before there used to be two. Now there's three. I'm waiting for the fourth.
When the hell would it kick off?
I'm waiting for they move the first game and make it an 8:30 a.m. start.
Okay.
You move the second game and you make it a noon start.
Okay, I appreciate you allowing some time for it to go a little
longer.
You don't have to, but you could.
Yes, a noon start.
What if you just delay the kickoffs?
You can do that,
literally, too. Literally, the second the gun goes off, boom, next game starts.
Noon kickoff. And then you have a 4 p.m. kickoff.
And then a West Coast 7:30 game.
Yeah,
for those of us here. So the Broncos play, the Raiders play, the Chargers play, Seahawks, 49ers.
That's what I am waiting for.
The fourth game.
Thanksgiving quadruplet.
And that is where we will have lost our wives forever. I'm sorry, you can't even bring in your dishes from the living room?
Yeah. Trisha right now is like, how are you going to do it? Because the Cowboys is the second game, and you've got to finish that article, and we've got to have dinner. And I was like, well, I've already talked to my editor. He knows it's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to finish my article for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We'll have dinner.
Okay.
And then I'll come back and write my full game analysis.
So your wife knows and has told my wife.
I don't know if she's told your wife.
Because my wife's taking the day to day to make sure everything's perfect tomorrow.
Oh, I know. What? Perfect. I want to jump on. You know the first thing I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to jump on your wife. Just to alleviate any of the, I want things to be perfect so that she doesn't feel all tense
She's not involved.
I've seen her get a little knotted up. So the first thing is I'm going to alleviate all of that by just jumping on her. I'm going to jump on her and kind of sit on her for a little bit, rub her around a little bit, get her hair all messed up, and then say, Happy Thanksgiving, girl. Now just relax and go have fun.
She can't. She wants the day to be as nice as she can.
She wouldn't cry.
Look, I just dropped a crier off at soccer practice.
Why is Kara crying? You know what? Let's start the show! Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Okay, now that I interrupted you, why is Kara crying?
Because she said last night, soccer practice 9, who's taking me? I'm like, dude, I'm in. Because I have to be recording at 9 and I'll be a few minutes late. Steven will be fine with that. And let your mom sleep. Let her enjoy herself. Okay, great. So at 8:45... She's like got her gear, got her boots on, and she's looking at me like, why aren't you ready to go? Because it takes 10 minutes to get you to school. Well, coach expects us to be there at 5 minutes. Hun, you got to tell a brother. If, in fact, you have a normal coach or an abnormal coach. All you've told me is that your soccer team blows. There's a reason you may make varsity, and that's because your team blows. And that tells me that you don't have the best coaching. And that tells me that 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock, no later, maybe 5 minutes late, but no later. Real coaching, and now this segues us to football.
Yes.
Real coaching says on time is late. That's real coaching.
Yes.
And all real athletes know what that is. I said, but honey, you have not given me any indication that you have real coaching. It's tears.
I'm going to be late
at 9 o'clock. We're supposed to be running.
That's the other thing.
She doesn't even want to be up because she just got home late last night. Yes.
So what time did they get in?
7:30.
So we could have come. My daughters, really, we went grocery shopping in your neighborhood. And all they wanted to do was just come jump on you.
That would have.
They were like, "Let's take a detour. We're right by their house."
It would have made me happy. I was pretty depressed.
Really, I'm sorry because I
were sensing my depression.
I guess that's what it was. I got the wrong misunderstanding that your family was coming early, and because I told them,
well, they tried.
No,
they left Santa Barbara at 3:15.
Ooh, traffic.
Four
must have been.
Hours from Santa Barbara, folks. It's a 1 hour, 50 minute drive with no traffic.
Yes.
It took 4 hours.
Yeah, so I was like, "Hun, no, he's eagerly awaiting the return of his family.
He's moved into despair. He still can't work because he's too anxious about them coming home."
Right. So I was like, "So we're not going to."
So he's playing
gonna,
Angry Birds. Just bad.
We're not going to go jump on him. No. And so I'm sorry. I guess I should have listened.
Trust the girls.
We got some big news right now. Bing, bing, bing. Give me the bing, bing, bing.
Breaking news.
Bing, 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 bing.
Boom.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, they have announced that they have placed Blaine Gabbert on injured reserve with his right forearm and left shoulder injuries.
What?
He is now out for the season. The way I read this is, look, kid, Chad Henne was so spectacular.
So
you're not winning your job back.
We're going to take some time with your injury, and we may actually shop your services behind your back.
Let's just put you on IR, end your season, put you out of misery now, and that way there's no speculation that you lost your job.
We don't want there to be an Alex Smith situation going on here.
Exactly.
And by the way,
you're still on the whole Alex Smith. Everybody is on the Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick thing. Everybody
Pat
is.
Kerwin and I'm, said this. I'm, my buddy Pat Kerwin said this. Any quarterback can beat any team on any given Sunday if there's not enough film on him.
Especially, he should have put the word especially if there's not enough film on it.
Well, he did. He said, when a quarterback, I don't want to hear about a quarterback being talented until he's played four games.
Okay.
Four games. He said, and look, in that four games, he may look like the second coming of John Elway.
Right.
He said, but after four games, now I'm interested. Because that's how much film he thinks it takes to know what a guy's tendencies are, his tells, and to be able to game plan successfully against him. And that's what you said.
In the case of a Cam Newton, it took all year.
It took a season.
It took a whole season.
Because he has so many tracks,
last year.
It took a season.
For now, everybody's got an entire year.
What did it take for Mike Vick when he came back out of prison? It took about eight games.
It took a while.
It was games 9, 10, 11, 12 in that
when
season
he
where
struggle.
They're like, hey, just force him to roll left. He sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay.
So I do agree with Kerwin there. I'm not ready to,
anoint his butt yet.
Yes. Kaepernick looked great against a Bear team that, one, I don't think prepared for him.
They didn't.
And two, as Kerwin said, no film. What do we know? We've seen him in a couple of little
Wildcat
packages.
Yeah, we've seen him in series.
Packages.
That's it.
And that's about it. So, I'm telling everybody in San Francisco, slow your whole roll down
on
the let's get Kaepernick in
there. DC Ed just says to me, he says, you talk like you've seen him a lot. I'm like, I have. I actually have.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not putting Ed down. But I'm like, I've been watching this kid. I've heard about him since he was in high school.
Right.
So he's been on my radar for a while. I'll acknowledge I saw part of a Nevada game once.
Yes.
Part.
Yes. Not much.
Yeah, part of a Nevada game.
Not a lot of people in Nevada watch parts of a Nevada
game. I don't know that they're televised, actually. But
speaking of which, are you ready for some college football this weekend?
Well, last weekend, I must say, was the most fun I've ever had watching college football.
Until the world came crashing down around me and my buddy Matt.
when Stanford beat Oregon in overtime.
Oh, see, yeah, we're trees up there. We're trees at the Ellis household. I know,
but I really
stoked
wanted Oregon to go into the national championship game. And no matter what SEC team showed up, that they just rolled 60, 70 points on them. I was so looking forward to that.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that sentiment, but being tree families as we are.
At the end of the day, when all is said and done, guess who's going to be sitting going into the national championship with the number one spot?
Notre Dame. Probably, unless USC can take care of business this weekend.
But it's most likely going to be Alabama again. And I am so...
You know, they call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
I am so tired. That last week, Alabama was able to win 49-0 because they played some junior college. And they still moved up in the rankings, beyond me.
It's because of all the teams that lost, Steven. I don't blame them for that.
But because those teams that lost played good football teams. They didn't play a junior college that they could whip up 49-0 11 weeks into the season.
Those should have been homecoming games, honestly.
I mean, every team in the SEC last week played a bunch of pansies.
I know. They should have blown them out. First game of the season type of games.
And that is what my problem was. Why should these guys that played a bunch of pansies in week 11 move up a spot in the rankings, and Oregon lost to a team that, oh, by the way, ranked 12 in the nation.
We're not saying Multnomah State might not have some nice people.
Don't get me started on that rant with the whole Alabama playing somebody beating them 49-0.
Well, they call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Because they schedule pansies, apparently.
Call Me Deacon Blues is the Steely Dan song line. And I'm with Tyler White.
I don't know Steely Dan. I don't even know who Steely Dan is.
He's Donald Fagen and he's Walter Becker. Thank you. No one had to give me that.
All right, we got lots of football to talk to. I got to get out of the Rave Cave. I got to drive all the way back home. I got to pick up the children. We're going to go see Wrecking Ralph, man.
Wreck It Ralph.
Oh, is that what it is?
Not Wrecking Ralph.
I want it to be Wrecking. I want him to wreck stuff.
He does.
Yeah, does
he's
he?
He's a video game.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy who throws the stuff and breaks the windows and the doors.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ralph.
Yeah.
He's wrecking it.
Wreck it.
Wreck it. Okay.
I could be wrong.
I could be wrong, too.
All I know is that Jordan went to a midnight screening of 007, and now I'm the only human I know who has not seen it, which means I have to go see it by myself.
Why didn't you go with a kid?
As I pointed out to you, I had a lot of NFL business to do. If we're going to actually have a proper Thanksgiving where we just watch football and eat a good meal, then we have a lot of work to do between now and then. Do we not?
I guess.
I don't know what else I have to do.
I have
power rankings that I've got to do.
Oh, okay.
I've got work to do. I've got fantasy football things I've got to get done before tonight because my teams are so not done.
You took care of them all yesterday.
I couldn't. I've been working and playing a little Angry Birds while I waited for the family.
Instead of Angry Birds, I had to work. I wanted to play Jurassic Park yesterday, Yes, I'm hooked to that game.
Okay.
Right now. You build a Jurassic Park, and you build the dinosaurs, and you hatch them and stuff. And
you are Ross Geller.
Yes, Ross Geller. And then people come and visit your park, and then you got to make sure that the dinos don't escape and eat the people.
It's the Simpsons tapped out Jurassic Park version, which was The Sims.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Another one of those games. Got it.
And one of the fun things is to just have the T-Rex, like, escape and just wreck havoc through the park.
Wreck it, Rex.
Anyway, it is Wreck It.
Thank you.
Ralph is the name of the movie.
The Turkey Tussle!
Can we just call it the Thanksgiving Triple Header?
Thanksgiving Triple Header. That's what I said.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Triple Header. Why not the Turkey Tussle?
Because Turkey Tussle sounds like...
That's what we used to call it in high school.
It's not mean. We would go and flood the football field with the sprinklers,
and then we would play Mud Bowl.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And it sure was.
This isn't going to be fun.
And we couldn't get hurt. You know why we couldn't get hurt?
Why?
Because we were young.
Yeah, that's true. You've got two games where they're division rivals that hate each other.
You have all the spreads, less than a touchdown.
Really?
Okay.
I'm making money this weekend.
I'm making money this weekend. We're driving to Vegas. Dude, I've gotten multiple ads a day where they want me to come.
Me too.
Multiple ads a day.
I got the win giving me a room for $60.
Oh, my.
The win, where they're all suites and they're huge.
There is
and
nicer now, though. There's the Aria that they're trying to compete
with. I haven't been to the Aria.
We walked across the Aria, which took about a half an hour.
That place is huge.
Damn! When you are walking on a sidewalk and you're trying to walk past a new resort slash casino and it takes you better part of literally 20 minutes to walk across it, your property's a little large.
It is pretty huge. I don't even know where to begin at that place. I haven't even stepped foot in that place.
No, but we have walked across it.
I am intimidated by just where would I start?
With Nacho and Paloma, we walked across it. And it took forever.
It did take forever.
Okay, so the Turkey Tussle beginning 9:30 a.m. here on the Pacific Coast on CBS as the first
game. I'm going to get my three-team parlay right now.
Free team parlay.
Three-teamer. Go to Vegas or any other place that you're allowed to wager responsibly,
which is
and
any
legally.
Corner in the UK.
That's correct.
WH Smith's.
And throw a flutter on Texans
do
minus three, Cowboys minus 3.5, Patriots minus 6.5. Take all the favorites. You will thank me later. There, I'm done.
There you go. Wow.
So I just gave you my three winners right there because I think they're not only are they going to win, they're going to cover their spreads. I'm done.
This Lions team.
And the coach at Atlanta School, he's gone his way to Vegas, and he's got my $30, and he's going to lay it down.
Lay it down.
For me.
Now, here's the thing. The Lions, we all want to take because, you know, Stephen, they play every Thanksgiving.
They
do. The Cowboys.
But they're 8-0 over the last eight Thanksgivings.
0-8.
Oh, that's right. That's what I meant to say.
Don't pull a Jeff.
Yes.
I only caught it because you said it wrong. Made it right in my mind. And when I said, yes, that's right,
that's got to be wrong. 0-8. They have not won eight consecutive years.
And the one thing that the Lions have yet to address in any way, shape, or form, and this is indicative of their entire coaching staff. Yes, Jim Schwartz, I'm calling you out, and I might as well just go ahead and throw you under the bus.
You're calling out Jimmy. Well, what did he do?
This is the most undisciplined football club I've seen in a while. Consistently. This is the Raiders back in the 90s.
But that comes from the coach.
What did I just say? Play it back in your head, and then tell me how smart I am. So for that reason alone, the 9-1 Houston Texans will go in there to Detroit and somehow eke out a win. I don't know how. It will be. I trust Stevens covering the spread probably, but it will be on a special teams play. It will be on defense somewhere. And remember, friends, Houston plays lights out defense, and there will be a fist fight in this game.
Look,
I've got a dollar that says that there is a. Not a fist fight, but there will be referees jumping into a scrum at some point.
Yeah,
you won't take that, will you?
I won't take it because I see it happen.
You know it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. This Jim Schwartz team likens themselves to Chicago circa Depression era gangsters.
Yeah.
And they're not. That's why Ndamukong Suh doesn't have an off button when he's on the field.
Right.
It's just they make stupid, stupid mistakes.
I think that I'm going to be probably the first one to say it. There's something wrong with Matthew Stafford.
I think he's probably hurt as well, and they're so terrified of not having their starting quarterback.
Right.
They're terrified of the label that he would then wear, which is Fragile.
Well, I've already given him that label. He is Italian. I verified.
He doesn't. Stafford from Sicily, actually. we don't know. We don't know what's going on with Stafford.
I checked the records at Ellis Island. He's Fragile. But beyond Matt Stafford, there's something wrong organizationally. I think you touched on that.
You're absolutely right.
And I don't trust the Lions.
I'm absolutely
right. They have slipped back to the...
They've regressed.
Meow. And this is clearly the case.
Wow. That's a cat in heat. That's how desperate that is.
And they've become the team who should be one of the test cases for my study of when so much expectations are put upon you, they have clearly not met those expectations, and it's going to continue this week. I think Houston rolls.
Real quickly, saw a disturbing black comedy last night called The Last Supper with Cameron Diaz, a little indie film.
Interesting.
Very troubling. Make sure that Guys, don't take the ladies to see it. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Don't take the ladies to see it. It's troubling.
It's troubling.
Whatever you do.
So, you know, I'm looking back at last week's power rankings and what I put for Detroit. Yeah. Do you remember?
Weirdos.
That's why, friends, I'm taking the Houston Texans.
Look, the Lions on the defensive side of the ball, they, for some strange reason, unknowns to me.
Unbeknownst.
And I'm sorry, it's not defense. Their defense is ranked 10th. The Houston Texans defense is ranked 4th. So there's pretty good defenses here.
Sure.
The problem is the Lions can't run the ball, which means the Texans are going to be able to provide more pressure on Matthew Stafford, which
last thing he needs.
Exactly.
Like a hole in the head.
Does not need that, and that is why I like Houston in this game, and it'll be my first Thanksgiving.
Washington Redskins go to the Dallas Cowboys. How the schedule makers have given us a divisional rivalry in the NFC East as a Thanksgiving Day gift is beyond me.
It's been a while. Usually the Cowboys have been forced to play AFC opponents.
Yeah, they'll play the Dolphins, you know.
This is going to be interesting. A lot of people are taking the Washington Redskins.
Well, Steven, you would acknowledge, because you're not my son. By the way, so my son comes home from college last night. Yeah. This is not a digression. I said, you have to acknowledge, Jordan, that the game tomorrow for Thanksgiving will be tough. And he says it may be, but we will be victorious. He says, and then he looks at me squarely in the eye. I love this kid. Because at the end of the season, we will be 16-0. He didn't crack a smile or anything. That is the monster you have created.
Yes.
I said, so what day are you expecting the time machine to be finished? And he says, I don't know. But trust me, the end of the season, we will be 16-0.
You
can't do anything with that kind of fandom. You can't.
In his defense, there's only one game the Cowboys really stink the house up.
Yeah, but the results are over, Steven. Yeah, in his defense, he's talking about things that have already happened.
He can go back and change them, though.
That's the way he feels. I don't have the Cowboys record in there. How foolish of me.
5-5.
I was tired. 5-5.
There you go.
They're
500.
Cowboys.
One of several teams that are sitting right smack dab at 5-5.
So how have they done on Thanksgiving the last few years? I remember them losing on a Thanksgiving when Grandpa Reef was still alive because it was hilarious. And I was just so glad that I wasn't with you.
Over the last 8 seasons, they're, I think, 5-3.
Okay. So far from dominating, but they have a winning record.
Their losses have been like last second, letdown.
That's the thing I remember. But being with Grandpa Reef, we were laughing hard.
Field goal at the end, and you're like, I'm just hit somebody.
Yeah. So, but the Washington Redskins,
can you please tell your mother that she's going to be okay if the Cowboys lose and I'm not going to like
Steven, she thinks I like pumpkin pie.
Terry.
Let's be honest.
You know what? Because, brother, you just got to tell her I don't like it. That's how she doesn't bug me with the pumpkin pie. I just want Thanksgiving very early, says straight out, Patty, I do not like it. I don't like the taste. I don't want it even near me.
I don't want the smell. I don't want the texture.
And that's it.
But, Steven, I've said this to her many times. I'm her son, and she so identifies with me, and that I am her favorite, that therefore I like pumpkin pie. Well, no, Trish is the favorite. I'll be honest about that. But you got to realize there's two sets of families I grew up in. Yeah. There was where I was the youngest, and then 7 years later I was replaced.
Right.
Okay, so.
So you were the favorite for a long time.
Yes, my mom.
And then you were replaced because she got the girl.
She made no bones about who was her favorite.
Yeah.
And then when Trisha came along, I knew my place. Step aside. And I did. And I raised her, and I took care of her, and I genuflect myself,
all
the time.
I love my wife to death. But
she's my mom's favorite.
The dresses your mom made
as
a kid.
You didn't see what the pictures. You haven't seen the pictures
of Mark and I
with our hair greased down and stuff.
I saw the picture you had redone. That was enough. That's all I need.
Oh, wow.
with the sweater vesty thingies.
Hey, sweater vest. Bill Cosby was wearing them. Is that just like not good enough? Is that
he was? Oh, you guys still know? Oh, he never let the white people in. He was doing it as a joke. He was making fun of you. Yeah,
Dr. Huxtable was making fun of white people.
He was.
That's why seasons five and beyond, he wore university sweatshirts.
Exactly.
Because he's like, the joke's over. It's my show.
It is.
The white people all think it's cool now. Yeah. So I've got the Cowboys, but this game could go either way. I would not want to have a wager on this game. Again, if I was in Vegas tomorrow, I would certainly have a triple on it, as the Brits like to say, or a parlay.
Yeah.
I would absolutely want to do that. But and I would probably put it on the Cowboys. Look, the Cowboys are due. This I'll give you. Cowboys are due to put a hurting on somebody.
On somebody.
We all know that's coming.
We don't know who it is.
We all know that's coming.
We don't know what is going to happen.
I love you, Steven. We have no idea when. Maybe next year.
But it's literally...
How about that? How about that Visa commercial with the guy in the locker room? I don't know what it is. I think it's Visa. He says, we are going to go out and have a season like no other. Now, I thought that season was last season, but I was wrong. This season... You know, it's awesome. This guy's all talking to the team in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, it's the win a chance to spend the day with your team.
We are going to be dominating. Now, I thought it was last year, and I was wrong.
Yeah. Yes, it is to be said. Win a day with your team.
The Washington Redskins, Robert Griffin's going to give Rob Ryan an awful lot to think about.
I think what Ryan learned, or he should have learned.
He hasn't learned.
From last week.
He hasn't learned. Wait, where's my beep? He hasn't learned. He is such a that I am fed up with him.
No, I think that what he learned last week is the last thing you want to do to a rookie quarterback is not pressure them.
Or not have your right personnel on the field at the end of game. This is my problem with Ryan, is that these guys are undisciplined from the most fundamental sense.
Jeff, that play, they were
which
all...
Which one?
The final one that you're talking about.
Thinking of a couple times where he had the wrong numbers of people on the field.
The one at the end of the game where Cowboys were running onto the field and they scored the touchdown to take the lead, the Browns. They were all trying to see if the ref was going to review the play. Because clearly, he brought him down by his hair. And that's not a violation.
Absolutely. There's nobody that I've heard suggest that it was actually a horse collar. There's people who wish it was.
Right.
But the fact is, all you see is a fistful of hair. And then you see a head do a jerk that only a head can do if it's having its hair pulled.
Correct.
Yeah. See, when you are horse collared, your head does a slow recoil backwards.
Right.
When your hair is pulled, it's immediate.
Yes.
It's instantaneous. Is that you or me,
that
dude?
That was me. I'm turning.
Wow. I mean, first it was me, then it was you, because I hit the lion for some reason.
You did hit the
lion.
Anyway, so we both have the Cowboys.
We both have the Cowboys, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins pulled it out at all.
The
nightcap, the New England Patriots 7-3 go to the New Wave York Jets, and if they don't put a whooping on the New York Jets after what they clearly want to do is demonstrate that they can do whatever they want.
I think that the New England Patriots are rushing back Aaron Hernandez. And I think that is going to come back to bite them in the butt. If Aaron Hernandez re-injures that ankle early in this game and are first forced to go the rest of the game with the tight end of, I don't know, Shanko, I think they brought in.
Vincente Shanko, I don't know.
They may struggle, and they may wish they never brought Hernandez in this quickly, but they're saying he's going to play and that he's ready. I hope he is. I'm not going to start him in fantasy football because I don't think he's ready.
Hernandez?
Yes.
It depends who else I had, but I think I'd be prone to starting him because I think he's going to get generally the touches that would go to Gronk. So that's what I think. And let me tell you who's backing up there at fullback. Wow, that's fascinating. That's a really strange tight end. No wonder I was looking for a fullback. Daniel Fells is behind Hernandez, and then Vincente Shanko.
Okay.
Shinico. Vincente Shanko.
So anyways, the Patriots are favored by 6.5. I think they win by a touchdown.
I think they win by 10.
I think the Jets last week kind of did a, yeah, we rallied around, and it's all going to go away.
No, winning's fun for a week, but yes, you still are the New York Jets, and Mark Sanchez is still your quarterback. It's not like finally Joe Namath got a hold of him and said, dude, here's how you play quarterback in the NFL. Okay, if that talk could be had, it would have been had a long time ago.
Yeah, I think the Jets are doing a smart thing by keeping Mark Sanchez away from Joe Namath.
Especially if he's been drinking and wants to kiss him.
Yes.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana!
Well, we do have some big games on Thanksgiving Day. The big game of the week, we feel, is the Green Bay Packers at 7-3, heading to New Jersey to face the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. Giants at 6-4. Jeffrey?
I like the Pack because it's still November. I think Eli turns it around in
December. And you own a part of the team?
Well, yes, I am an owner. I don't have a hat, though, that says I'm an owner. Yes. There's some people that have cool owner's hats.
Well, they probably had them made.
They did.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm an owner.
Would you
of the
like
pack.
One made for Christmas? I can get you one made
I would
Christmas.
Really feel self-conscious wearing that. It's so funny you say that, and then I think about putting it on. I'm like, ah, get it off me! You know, there's certain things that fit with your je ne sais quoi and certain things that don't. That would be on the don't side.
Je ne sais quoi.
I don't know. Look, I haven't had enough sleep. That's all there is to it. So what you're getting is the less rested Jeff. The Packers, though, 7-3, Giants 6-4, Steven said, MetLife Stadium. Football night in America. Al Michael, Chris Collinsworth doing truly the game of the week.
I got a dollar.
You got a dollar, says what? Holla for a dollar.
Eli Manning hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in a while. He doesn't throw one again this
week. Whoa. I got a dollar in that one, and we won't even be a torn one.
Ooh, he's got a real dollar.
I got a real dollar.
All right, real dollars right there. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the sound of General Washington.
All right. So
I'm going all military
go.
On your butt.
Ooh, look at that.
General Washington, look at that. You got a button in the notes. Oh, which means I got to sit up.
So now do they have to do a movie on Washington? Like Lincoln? Because Lincoln, have you seen Lincoln? Dude, you got to go see Lincoln.
Yeah, apparently everyone's already seen Lincoln, so I have to go see that by myself. I've spent like a day at the movies by myself.
You have to go see Lincoln. It's, dude, do the whole sneaking. Do the one we used to do when we were kids.
Yeah, dude.
You can't do that anymore?
I don't really. A, financially, I don't need to sneak into movies anymore.
No, I understand that.
What I would do, and what I have done in the last few years, is I will buy a ticket, and then I'll sneak into the movie. Because I'm not looking to steal.
Right.
I'm looking for the thrill of sneaking in.
Yeah, sneaking in. And
it's so easy.
Yeah,
I don't even want to give away my best how to sneak into the movies, because it is so ridiculously simple nowadays to sneak into the movies. Now, it probably doesn't hurt that I'm above 20.
Right.
Shall we say I look above 20?
Yes.
So maybe if I was younger, it wouldn't work as consistently as always.
Right.
But there's a surefire way, and if you're pathetic enough, hit me up and I will scold you. I won't actually give you my secret, but I will scold you. $1, no TD Manning.
Pass for Eli.
Okay, no TD Manning. Pass.
I'm going to continue. I think there's something wrong with Eli, too.
Huh.
I think there's something wrong with him.
That would be a dramatic fall off in production for him to forget how to play quarterback all of a sudden.
Three games, no touchdown passes?
What if it's his offensive line, and that's where the problem
that's
is?
That's been pretty bad, too.
That's what I'm saying. So what if he's just really not had the opportunity?
But he's missed some wide-open guys. And it doesn't help that Victor Cruz dropped one, you know,
here's the thing, and why Eli, I can't hate, no matter how much I'd like to hate him. He's had his receivers drop the ball all the time.
That's true.
His drop ball percentage is so high, which begs the question.
What I've seen.
Hang on. Begs the question that I have posed for a long time inside my own head, because I think Dee Dee asked it once. Why is it that she's noticed some quarterbacks have a lot more dropped passes than other quarterbacks?
You've said this before.
Okay. And my thing is, well then what's my theory?
Your theory is that the quarterback doesn't hold them accountable and doesn't get on them, and they don't fear the quarterback.
They don't fear him. That's my bottom line. They don't fear him. So when Eli throws you a pass and you drop it, he comes over and he puts his arm around you and he says, "We'll get him next time, buddy," which is a good leadership thing, you know? Now, when Big Brother throws you an important pass and you drop it, and you come over the sideline,
he's yelling.
He looks at you, minimally, he looks at you cross-eyed and just goes, "Seriously? Seriously, we needed that." And that's the difference between good and great to me, is that great quarterbacks may not be your best friend, but they will get more out of you. You will perform at a higher level when they're on the field. And that's where I think Eli is a very good quarterback.
Or sometimes you just have wide receivers that are bad.
Well, yeah, and you need new guys. But why Peyton Manning's receivers are always good? What does that tell you? It's him.
Well, we had this argument last year with Colt McCoy. And Brandon Whedon's getting the same treatment that Coy got last year. Wide receivers constantly dropping the ball. And I'm talking about these guys are wide open, and Whedon hits them right in the hands, and they're dropping the ball.
Which is why the Cleveland Browns will win this week. Okay. Packers, Giants, I got Pack, you got Pack, we Pack?
Yes, we Pack.
We Pack.
Games of importance.
Vikings, Bears, Vikings 6-4, Bears 7-3.
Now, I do reserve the right to change this pick if we find out late that Jay Cutler is not playing.
Right.
But as of right now, all signs point to Jay Cutler back on the field. They're at home. They're coming off an embarrassing loss. They're not going to be very happy about it. Christian Ponder, quarterback of the Vikings, has not been that good on the road. I take the Bears.
I like the Bears if, in fact, Jay Cutler is playing, just like Steven said. I think this game might be ridiculously close. The Vikings, don't forget, one of Steven's Stevenisms, which I hold dear, is which team needs it most. And I think, frankly, the Vikings need it most because they're playing for the playoffs. And the Bears are also playing for the playoffs. But the Bears, I believe, are a car wreck if it were not for Jay Cutler. And it pains me to say that about somebody that I don't care for a whole lot. But he covers a multitude of sins. He hides the fact that your offensive line is missing. He hides the fact that the defense cannot stop the run if they're on the field too much. And the Vikings, look, you know, I'm on the Vikings all the way, Steven.
Jeff changed it.
On the Vikings all the way. You're going to pound the rock to Adrian Peterson. Ponder has slipped off. I agree, because they've had enough film on Ponder now to figure out how to stop him. But you cannot stop Adrian Peterson.
You can't. And Peterson typically has some pretty good games against the Bears. I just think the Bears' defense was embarrassed. And I think they turned it around.
They were exposed. They weren't embarrassed. They were exposed,
Expose them. The Oakland Raiders go on the road, where they're historically pretty good, to play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. We're not out of it.
Yeah, they are.
They're 5-5, which gives them as much right as the Dallas Cowboys and a few other teams not out of it.
They're in the AFC, so they have actually more right than the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying.
So, Cowboys, it's kind of crowded. Right. So, yes.
They're very much in it. Don't get me wrong.
Where are the helmets, man?
I don't know. Are they in the house?
They are in the house.
So drive home, pause the show, drive home, and miss the movie with the girls.
Wow.
That's what I would do.
I promise that the helmets will be back and restored after we do TV Friday.
So we are doing TV Friday.
We'll do TV
Midday.
Friday.
We're just going to screw up. And Rich, this is directly at you. Really, Thanksgiving, I understand why we're not on tomorrow, okay?
But we've done Thanksgiving every year for the last four seasons.
And the fact is that the staff there, so save Rich, loves us on Thanksgiving. But they've got special people in this week that they've flown in for the triple header on Thanksgiving and then the doubleheader on Sunday.
Right.
They're doing five games in 3 days. Four days. So that's tough.
That's good.
So they've brought in some guests, former players. So those people they want to give as much work to as possible.
Yes.
They're already over there, so they're going to do our thing that we would normally do. So I get that.
Right.
But then get us on early on Friday so we can spend the day with our families. There. I got that off my chest.
He won't hear
almost
it.
Almost 1 o'clock. He listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
He listens to the show, and he's probably traveling north to the Highlands.
north to the Highlands, and he'll have the drive, and all the children will fall asleep, and the good Mrs. Smith will eventually fall asleep, and then he can pop in our show and listen to it. But seriously, almost 1 o'clock in L.A. on Friday, just basically make it so we can't do anything. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. And we're going to do it.
It's Black Friday.
We're pros, Steven.
It's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. And we're going to be up at 4 a.m. to be in line at Best Buy to buy that 27-inch TV for 50 cents.
As I saw on Facebook, which just made me chuckle, as you just heard me.
You chuckled at me.
Black Friday.
I was hoping.
Because only in America will people trample over each other to get a sale after being thankful the day before for everything they already have.
Damn right. Thankful for what I have. Now where's my more stuff?
Now
I want more. More.
Dude, seriously, 50-inch TV for $179.
Yeah, it's going to be crap, dude.
There's only five of them. No, it's like a Vizio. They're not bad TVs.
Vizio is very in quality. It I don't is know if very, you know that. You have the yeah, some Vizios what? Made in America, very in quality.
Very quality. The one I have in my back room is amazing.
The one I have on my dining, on my coffee table when I have my Lair out for NFL Sundays, I love. It's got the best picture of any TV in my house, but it's 24 inches, so it's not asking a lot of
the
it.
The one in our bedroom is 37.
Yeah, it's not as you're not really pushing the envelope there. No. When you get to 50, you're really testing the quality of your components.
I'm just saying $179.
Where the hell would I put it? Hey, we have a 42 in here that's barely works.
Exactly.
Rave cave. I'm not getting up. Also, it's like the Rose Parade on January 1st,
You don't have to get up early anymore, Jeff. Some of them start at 10 p.m. the night before.
Yeah, I'm going to get a 50-inch TV at 10 a.m.
I'm talking about 10 p.m. the night before. I'm sorry, is what I meant to say, 10 p.m.
Oh, so
on Thanksgiving night, after we finish watching our football, we head.
Since there is no late game for the West Coast.
Jeez. That's all I'm talking about. That's all I'm asking
Jeez.
For.
And you can't get the 50-inch TV at 10 o'clock either. That's going to be a doorbuster. Best Buy, 5 a.m. kind of thing. And yeah, that's attractive to me. I'll be fair. I'm generally the guy who says, if I don't have it, I don't need it.
I'm gonna share a story that I've never shared on the store, in the show. And
you'll get some emails to say that maybe shouldn't have been shared on the show.
Probably. My last Black Friday, 11 years ago.
Okay.
Atlanta was a month old.
Lord. You know it gets cold here that time.
I'm sorry, 10 years ago. She was getting ready to turn 1 year old.
Okay.
Is that right? No. She was a month old.
She
was a month old.
It's like 40-something
she
degrees.
She was born October 30th.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you were. And it was that Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The she was Xbox, 3 weeks old. The original
she was
3 weeks
Xbox. Old. Yes.
Just came out.
Okay.
And Best Buy was having them on sale. And it was my Thanksgiving night was my night to wake up with her and do the feeding.
Ah, the 4 a.m. feeding.
So we got up at 4 a.m.
The 4 a.m. feeding. That's why Jordan's a baseball fan. Because we watched the entire Ken Burns baseball documentary at
really?
4 a.m. Yeah.
4 a.m. And I fed her and I'm like, I'm already up.
Yeah.
Opens in an hour.
If you're up and...
So I bundled her up.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's freaking cold.
Yeah, literally. Put her in there. I mean, literally, the only thing you can see is her little itty-bitty eyes. And I stuff her into the big baby Bjorn. And then I got another jacket on. And I go out and I get in line. And there's probably 60 people in front of me.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get one. So I start getting on the phone.
You start working the queue.
And then
you got to ask people what they're getting.
And then Trisha calls me. She's like,
Where are you?
I'm like, me and Emma, we're Black Friday, baby.
See, if this was 10 years ago, she might not have been as patient with you as she is today.
Well, she was a little nervous.
This is my point. It was your firstborn, after all, and she was only 3 weeks old.
Why am I out in the middle of the night with my baby, with my newborn? So anyways, I'm like, we're all right. We're going to get the Xbox. We're going to find it. I'm an idiot, and I get out of the line. Because I'm not with anybody else. I can't have anyone save my spot. And I drive to the Toys R Us, which is already open. Because they opened at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And I get there, and they sold the last one right before I
Son of
in.
A.
Son of a biscuit eater. So now I'm rushing back to Best Buy. I get the Best Buy as the doors are opening and the queue is going in, and I hurry up and get to the back of the line. And literally, the only thing that allowed me to get the Xbox is I knew exactly where they were. And I was able to meander, boom, got one, get in line. And then I was the cool dad. All these women were like, oh, you're here with your bae. Oh, look at that. I was like, how you doing? You know, I was like, now leave me alone. I got my Xbox. Now, for the next year, one of my favorite pastimes was to have Elena sitting on my chest with my hands around her with the Xbox controller right there, and we played so many games. It was pretty cool.
It'd be sad if I wouldn't have also done it. So.
There you go. Never shared that story, but there you go. That is the last Black Friday that I've done.
I've never done one.
Never? Not a single one?
Remember, if I don't have it, I don't need it. It's that simple. And it's just like New Year's Day here in Pasadena.
Yeah.
It's a great day to sleep in, if you ask me.
We're actually thinking about tickets this year to the Rose Bowl.
We did tickets one year. It was fun.
Yeah, because we've never done it. You know,
you have anybody come out?
No.
And have your sister come out. It's fun.
Well, yeah, but they actually just getting back. They spent some money. They went to the Cowboys game.
They went to the Cowboys game. Cowboys Browns. And so we are back
to Raiders Bengals.
Raiders Bengals.
I got the Bengals.
I got the Bengals. And I'm.
Although the Raiders play pretty well on the road, they're not going to Cincinnati.
Look, the fact is that Jordan officially said, I haven't seen a team play this badly in tries.
I haven't thought of this angle.
Yeah. Oh.
Carson Palmer.
Carson
Pengel wants to go back and show
Carson
up.
Bangle Carson wants to show the Palmers Palmer that he wants to go they shouldn't and have show let him the go. Or they shouldn't have let him go. He threatened them for so
long.
Well,
he did.
I mean, really, how much does he have? But he wants to show Marvin Lewis that he could still play the game at a high level.
Yeah, I got the Bengals.
But the fact is, Carson, you don't play the game at a high level. Let's just be honest. You do in spurts. But Steven, you may be onto something.
I'm making a caramel mountain here. Oh, I just got destroyed. I'm sorry.
I love caramels, but you're fondling them all with your hands, which makes me not like
caramels. Leave my caramels alone.
Trust me, now that you fondled them all, I'm
precious.
Not going to.
Yeah, my precious. Are we gonna, can you go see The Hobbit with me? Because you don't see movies with me anymore. I'm going to rant right now on Jeffrey never going to see movies with me anymore. What's the last movie you and I went to go see together?
Gone with the Wind. 1932.
Probably. No, seriously, I think we had date night. We went to go see Super 8. We were double dated with the missus.
That was a fun movie.
That was, and we had a good time. We had a good time that night. We should do that more often. That's all I'm saying.
Didn't John Abraham direct that, the Atlanta Falcons?
J.J. Abrams. John Abraham.
See, thank you. I thought it was funny.
Aaron Curry, who tweeted that he was released by the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
How about that? 1 year after they sent I don't know how many draft picks to Seattle for him, they let him go. That's the Oakland Raiders for you. That's the Oakland Raiders that are going to go play the Bengals. The guys who, hey, let me send you Randy Moss, and all you got to do is give me a fourth rounder, and then Moss goes and scores 20 touchdowns the next season. That's the Oakland Raiders. The guys that they send draft picks for Carson Palmer, and then he throws 3 interceptions when they force him to play a game.
He was unhappy.
That's the Oakland Raiders. The team that sends draft picks multiples to the Seattle Seahawks for Aaron Curry, and 1 year later, they release him, and he's very happy about it on Twitter, by the way. I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ah, they're mean and angry, yes. And they've got something to play for, which is the playoffs.
Yes.
I've got the Bengals as well. Bills at Colts. Colts are favored by 3 at home. I don't know why they're not favored by more than 3, frankly. This is my dumbest wager line of the day.
I think, you know what? What I've started to notice about Vegas is that they're a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of a people.
And last week, the Colts got their asses handed to them. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but that's not indicative of who this team is.
Right.
Okay, be honest here.
I'm going to be fine taking the Colts. I think that Andrew Luck bounces back. If there's one thing that this kid has shown is that, look.
Resilience.
I will quickly forget what happened last week in my 3 interception, 1 fumble performance, and I will bounce back this week. And
by the way, Belichick's defense is getting better every week. So let's just be honest about that.
They're going to look really good.
This new iteration of the hats is pretty good.
If this trade for Aqib Talib continues to play out the way he played last week.
So you got the Colts covering? The three?
I do.
Okay, me too. So next, a pick'em. The rare pick'em in football land has the Atlanta Falcons 9-1 at the very hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers 6-4.
Yes, they're hot. I understand that.
Have we? What games are we different on?
Vikings-Bears.
Vikings-Bears. I'm going to mark you in blue for Steven.
Yo tengo los Bears. Tú tienes los Vikings.
Wow, you sounded like Sofia Vergara, and I got a little excited there.
She is awesome.
Can I call her Sofia Viagra?
Viagra. No, you cannot.
Dude, has no one said that?
I'm sure that she gets that all the
time. Sofia Viagra.
Because she probably...
For lasting more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
She probably invokes the same results as Viagra. So
exactly the same results. Hello. Hello.
She is, even as a pregnant,
Gloria
on
smoking.
The show.
She's still
like,
smoking. But maybe she would have retained more water had the pregnancy been real. We don't know. We don't know. I can pretend.
I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons in this one. I know they've been kind of shaky. They haven't played their best football. No way Matt Ryan has the same type of performance he had last week where he threw five picks. He cleans
that
up. That's
true. He does not throw five picks.
He cleans that up. They have a much better game. And I think the Buccaneers, they're a little smoke and mirrors right now.
Who is? The Falcons or the Buccaneers?
The Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers are. I have not bought in. There's a lot of people that have bought in to the Greg Schiano.
I don't give a rat's butt about Greg Schiano. I wish Rob was still here to enjoy what he built.
Yeah, well.
Which is a great team that had unfortunate things happen. But BUCCANEERS.
Go Bucks! Bucks!
And I've got the Bucks.
You do have the Bucks.
I do have the Bucks.
I may make this a challenge game.
Bring it on, Bia.
I don't know. The Vikings-Bears is looking enticing because the Bears are home.
Yep. Take that, please.
All right, the San Francisco 49ers travel to New Orleans to face the Saints.
And friends, the 49ers are favored by Deuce. 2-point favorites on the road against a Saints team that has been red hot. Winners of 4 of 5. What is going on here that the 49ers are favored by a pair?
Well, they're on the road.
The 49ers are favored.
Yeah, and they're on the road.
Therefore, how are the 49ers favored in New Orleans?
They should be favored by more.
Really?
They're a much more better team than the Saints.
Much more better.
Yes, I did that on purpose.
I know you did, just for emphasis.
And to make you angry, Mr. Grammatician.
I'm not the grammatician, not yes, I am.
Yes.
I've got the Niners.
Yeah, I've
got
the Niners, too.
But look, this is going to be prime viewing. 1:25 kickoff on Fox. So help me, if Fox sticks us with Rams-Cardinals, I am going to do something really horrid. And by that, I mean I might spit on a wall, okay? I don't want anyone to think that I am threatening anything.
Just so you know, no, it's not going to happen. Niners get the...
Niners, West Coast. Thank West God. Because we've got Rams, formerly LA, Cardinals, Arizona.
Niners,
you should get them.
Niners will... Look, if this were in San Francisco, they'd be favored by 8.
Sure.
That's easy. That's what this
easy
line
peasy,
means.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
So you were angry at the line. I don't understand.
No, I think the Saints might actually be favored at home, given how hot they are.
Oh, okay.
And given the quarterback questions in San Francisco, Stephen. Given that, I think it's reasonable to say the Saints could have an edge here. And the fact that it took me so long to figure out whom I was taking.
Yeah, I think the Saints are going to come back down to earth a little bit. I always said that I always said that late in the season is when they would struggle. All of the momentum and all of the adrenaline.
I thought they'd win early, lose late, and they lost early, and they're winning late, which makes a lot more sense if you think about it from a pure football perspective.
Here are the last six games.
They're still allowing 400 yards a game. That's all anyone needs to know.
I mean, their defense is not the best.
They're not the best. They're the worst. There's a big gulf.
Really, they're the worst.
Worst.
Still.
Over 400 yards a game
I love you, but I got to verify that.
Verification, please.
Justify my love.
Wow.
Love.
Wow.
Love.
So, and they are playing the
this
San Francisco 49ers.
This quirky movie that did hang 32 points on supposedly a good defense.
They're not just giving up 400 yards a game.
430?
They're 462 yards a game.
They're pushing 500 yards a game offense
they
allowed.
They are worst. I thought the Jags were the worst. They're second worst.
No. See what
Jags
I mean?
They're second worst.
Yeah.
Jags are allowing 414.
But you know what I mean? Just for fun.
Yes.
Just apologize to me for checking me. Just it would just feel really warm and fuzzy inside.
Do I get apologies from you when you check my stuff?
I'm always wrong. it would just feel warm. It's in
Jeff,
the Thanksgiving spirit.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have checked.
No,
for
but you.
You
should have checked me. So just Jeff, I'm going to make sure. Just like any really evil person, whenever you do something that I ask you to do, it's not good enough. You have to do it differently.
How do you want me to do it?
Here's how I want you to do it. I want you to say, Jeff, I'm sorry for doubting you. Would be wrong because you
Jeff,
should doubt me. You should always know. You should always doubt me.
Sorry for checking a fact that I knew you knew,
Jeff. You were so right in this case. That's all. No, I don't want an apology because you should check.
Jeff,
me.
You were so right in this case.
Oh,
you were so right that you were even more right. You said 400. It's 462.
Well, I tend to try and go conservative on my estimations on
462
things.
462
yards
per game.
Thank you for accommodating me and my feelings for this holiday season.
Feelings. I know. They left you alone. You still need a hug for that.
No, I liked when they're gone. As I said, I've got...
I don't know. They look like they had far too much fun. Adam, I know you're listening. Dude, where's my invitation to come up and ride the bikes and stuff?
And go shooting
and
at the shooting
shoot
gallery.
The guns and walk your land, your I don't know how many acres and
15.
Stuff. Invítame, chacho. Okay, there. I got it on my system.
Kara's already planning her next trip.
He
always listens.
All right.
Kara's planning her next trip with her friends because my daughter's so sweet since she doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
She almost cries because to her it's not fair that her two best friends, Andrew and Sarah, they don't come from a family of means. And she's like, they will never see a place like this unless I take them.
Right.
And so she's sad because she's got to figure out a way to take them to see this. That's what a tender-hearted daughter I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just can't have fun. She's like, you know what? These friends of mine who don't have dads and things, they, you know what? They don't get to see this stuff. And there's no other way they're going to see it unless I take them. I've got to take them.
So now I got to do something for her friend because she said that I immediately became Andrew's, you know, fun guy. Andrew just told her, your uncle seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, but he also says that I'm fun.
Really? Well, then we're both fun in different ways, probably.
Probably. No. Well, I showed Andrew my collection. I let him come into to the safe.
Nice.
And he
I haven't even seen the safe.
Well, you don't want to see the safe. You're not a big fan of guns.
I may have to get into it now. You know, see, now watching Revolutions and the End of the World, I may need to
you
stock
understand
up.
Why you
I
need things.
I may need
things.
To, you know, get a safe in here. And
you understand why you need things.
It's the end of the world. I
you
may
never
need
know.
To. You never know.
Just know when someone's busted with, you know, say 100,000 rounds of ammo, it's not that much. Okay, it is. It's a lot. But I buy it by the can where you have a couple thousand rounds in the can.
Yeah.
And it weighs a ton, but it's cheaper that way. So, but yeah, no. If anyone's got 100,000, they're lucky to overthrow the government. Okay, let's be honest.
I don't
want
to overthrow
that.
The government. I just want to be able to.
Yeah, you
want to
be able to protect your
my
own.
Family
yes.
and my possessions.
Yes. Should. That's all I got. I got a few hundred shotgun shells.
You know, and I may have to do this immediately. So how long does it take for me to register and get my license and get a gun in?
Well, as Homer says, 10-day waiting period, but I'm mad now.
10-day waiting period. Because, you know
and
the
you can
Mayans,
only buy,
Mayans
because
predicted.
You live in California, you can only buy a gun every 45 days.
All right. So if I buy one tomorrow, then I have to wait 10 days.
10 days.
And then I have to wait another 45 days after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So by the end of the year, when
you
the
can
Mayans
have two.
Predicted, I can have two guns. That's all I need. One for each hip pocket.
California, baby. Ready gotta to go. Love it.
I'll move to Texas. Shoot, I'll have an arsenal by then.
You move to Texas, you buy as many as your vehicle carries, okay? And they'll, by the way, rent you a vehicle to follow you, a trailer car.
We'll take this all.
All right, Niners and Saints. We both got Niners, but I like the Saints' chances a lot in this game.
That's going to be a fun game. I will watch it.
It is 1:25 on Fox, and I can't wait. Games of interest.
Which means that
it's on Sky.
Which
isn't
means
it?
That Friday and Saturday, I'm going to have to bust my butt to get all the Christmas decorations. So you know, the day after Thanksgiving, the wife cracks the whip.
I know. Wapa.
Christmas Fantasyland's got to be put up.
And some of them look like they could use an air compressor to be blown off.
Yeah,
they look
that's
kind of grungy.
I was kind of asking you.
Do you want to borrow my air compressor? I have an air compressor.
Oh, do you have one?
I don't have a leaf blower, but I have an air compressor.
Air compressor will do the job.
It blows things off. It's compressed air.
I can put it in my car. And
it's compressed air. Yes, you can put it in a vehicle. Right. That's how I got it home.
I may have to borrow that.
And it's a portable compressor. It's really loud.
Because I think she's just very happy and cracking the whip, because what that's going to do is it's going to make me clean this section.
God.
You know what section I'm talking about.
No, not the section that would be your garage if you could actually clear all the junk and put a car there.
Yeah, so.
Dude, you've got all your junk there. She's got to understand.
Well, we're finally getting the shed for. I know. See, just don't look at the clock.
I glared at the clock.
Well, you're the one who started it. All right,
all
games
offering
of
you,
interest.
I offered you an air compressor.
Would love to borrow it if you would lend it to me.
Because when I was at your house last time, I walked back where cars belong in that thing you would call a garage.
Yes.
And I was like, wow.
Will you just leave me alone?
Yes. Steelers, 6-4. Cleveland Browns, 2-8. Morning game, CBS. This game is off the board everywhere because the Steelers, Charlie Batch is going to quarterback.
Charlie Batch.
And therefore, we can't have a line.
We should make some. Give me some breaking news. Give it to me. The Pittsburgh Steelers have made some acquisitions, signing and bringing back their guy, wide receiver Plaxico Burress.
It happened when I was on radio Monday night. How that's breaking news right now is beyond me. This is pretty well after the fact.
It didn't happen on Monday. Monday it was speculated that it would happen.
But it was also said that Plax would never go there unless there was a deal to be done.
On Tuesday. which was yesterday. And then they also signed Brian Hoyer, the New England
Patriot. The New England Patriot backup quarterback.
Reject. He's rejected. Who played for the Pats for the last three seasons because they just.
There's still no line on this, Stephen.
There should not be.
But when I did this, it was going on 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
There still should be a line. It's either a pick. Mm-hmm. But why do they want it off the board? Why will they not take bets on it?
Because the...
When does Vegas not want to take bets? Come on. Come on.
They're trying to tell you, we have no idea what's going to happen in this game.
So anyone who wants to put down 10 large on this knows something.
Yes. And we don't.
Right. And we're not real
and
happy about that.
And we're not going to take that 10 large.
We're not real happy about that.
So we're just not taking bets. It's off.
That's a good theory. That's a
that
good theory.
By Sunday, there they may will be a line. Have enough information, and there'll be a line on it. But right now,
it's
early
Vegas
on in the
Sunday.
Week.
I want to go to Vegas.
I know. Dude, it's been so long. Do you remember for a few years there, we would
Steven
go.
Steven gets sentimental around the holidays. Just know that. Usually we're sitting out in the backyard with cigars
well,
and some
do
tequila.
That? Are we going to do that? Tomorrow?
If I have my way.
I got to write.
Maybe
I can convince Trisha to help me. When she types and I just like dictate to her,
dude,
and she does it.
Dude.
What?
Pinch hitter.
Pinch hitter? Who's the pinch hitter?
Going to the righty. Going to the righty. Who's in town that's a hell of a writer that knows a thing or two about the Dallas Cowboys?
I can't pay him.
Don't pay him. Give him the privilege. Go Tom Sawyer on him.
Oh, I see.
Give him the privilege of
Would
painting
you like
your
the privilege
fence.
Of, yes.
The privilege.
The privilege
of working hard and feeling that satisfaction deep down inside.
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
I know your son. Well, he's here on vacation.
He is
relaxing.
So vacationing.
He is not.
He is so vacationing.
I saw his post about. I almost went and crashed his
the
park.
Movie.
Yeah.
He would have been fine with
had
that.
Had I not seen it already twice, I would have crashed it. Because I saw it in London, baby. I saw it in London, and you didn't want to.
Seen it twice. I'm so glad I slept.
And then I saw
it. Given how sick I still am.
Really? Have you gotten over it?
Dude.
What happened? It was like a change of reversal of fortune. I mean, I have... It's tried to crawl up on me, Jeff, and I have beat it back every time. I said, get off me!
To my house.
Get off me!
To my house. You beat it all the way back to my house. Thanks.
All right. So I've got the Steelers.
Browns. I got the Browns. Wow. Because they played everyone so hard.
They do play everyone so hard.
And the Steelers... Oh, my God, Steven. I don't know what to do here. You know, and then you've got the fact that in ESPN,
I am not,
Pigskin, Pick'em Land.
I am not taking the 27th ranked offense to beat the number one ranked defense, ever.
Number one ranked defense in the NFL?
That is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Huh.
And really? I am not taking the 27th ranked offense to beat that.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
You take the Browns, and I don't care they're at home. I will make it a challenge game.
In every way.
No, I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm glad that I have more games to choose from.
You have two so far.
Three.
Not when I just changed it to the Steelers. So I didn't know they had the best defense.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And defense travels. And, boy, oh God, the Browns! I just feel badly for the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so glad that Holmgren is leaving. I'm so glad this team is a team that will turn around someday.
When though? We've been saying that for.
They're getting a new president, new general manager.
If somebody
new
out
head
there
coach,
who listens to the show who's a Cleveland Brown fan could email me and let me know when the last time the Browns were in the playoffs. I would appreciate it. That's how long it's been. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay. I would look it up, but I want to get on to the Seattle Seahawks at the Miami Dolphins.
This game for me is probably the most difficult game to pick.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I am concerned on multiple levels.
I am waiting for you to make your pick.
Seahawks. I have no trouble with that.
See.
But it's going to be one hell of a game. Early game on Fox. Seahawks favored by 3 on the road.
They don't play well on the road.
Dude, they haven't won.
They sold. Exactly.
I said in my powerful rankings, and this is my key here, use your bye week to learn how to win on the road. Because you can do it. They're coming off a bye week. Pete Carroll had a lot of time to scheme against the Miami Dolphins, and they are far from a good club.
My only problem is that I am taking already so many home road
teams.
Well,
that's your problem.
You're going to go with that many road teams?
I just make my picks and let the chips lie where they may. And in ESPN land, that makes me amongst the best 92%. The top 8% of all people picking games is me. And I'm not satisfied, and I'm going with them. I'm going with the Seahawks on the road to finally figure out how to win on the road. Because, Steven, who has more to play for? The 49ers have allowed a slight window of opportunity here for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll is going to have these guys believing that they can fly. He's going to go Peter Pan on them. Pete Carroll is he's the freaking Pied Piper. And they're coming off a bye.
Their offense is ranked 26th.
Mm-hmm. But what have we seen the last couple weeks? They've played better.
At home.
At home. Yes, at home. And now Pete Carroll's going to do his smoke and mirrors.
Dolphins.
Nice. Happily. Happily.
Take
Please make
Dolphins.
This the challenge game. That'd make me happy.
Yeah, of course you would.
Have
no say.
I have none. Ravens at Chargers. San Diego.
Stinky Chargers.
Ravens. Ravens only favored by a point in San Diego.
Yes, and
Ed Reed missing this. So
no,
his fine, reinstated.
He is reinstated. He does not need
his
to miss
his fine
a game.
Has been reduced, but he's back in the game.
Yes.
Well, then that makes it even more in favor of the Ravens, which is whom I am taking. Who? Because it's a team, not a
Which
person.
Which is, once again, one of those games where what does Vegas know that I don't?
Yeah, makes you wonder.
Why are the Ravens only favored by a point?
S-U-S, P-E-S, C-I-O-S, C-I-O-U-S, suspicious. Suspicious.
Makes me a little suspicious, but I'm still taking Baltimore. the Chargers are a dumpster
car wreck.
They are.
We have a sing alert on the 5. All 4 lanes shut down.
The 5 and the 805
and the,
and 8 right where Qualcomm is.
We have a cluster F in the all lanes closed.
I will take the Ravens and seeing the time we should move on.
105 to the final on CBS game Rams at Cardinals.
The San Luis Rams
3-6.
And one.
At the Cardinals, 4-6. The Cardinals get it done at home, where they are 2.5-point favorites, Stephen.
I disagree. When you don't know who your quarterback is, you're not beating anybody. The Cardinals
will have their seventh straight loss.
I do not know.
I'm the Rams guy.
You are the Rams guy. Challenge game! You can't do the challenge game!
No.
Challenge game!
No, wait a minute. No wonder you're freaking out about having so many road teams. Over here, I have the Rams on my ESPN sheet, Stephen. I think that's just an error, honestly, because I have them on my ESPN sheet.
All right.
I got the Lambs. Games of interest are all road teams. Wow.
Yeah, that's why I took the Dolphins, really. Because Seattle just does not play well on the road.
Wow.
And they're off.
My thing, if you want to make really good picks, the only road teams you should ever have winning are really good teams. Mm-hmm. He says as he's chewing caramel off mic. That being said, right. Let's get to the nap games and get out of here. You know, so I slept next to my wife last night for the first time in several nights, and I had found out that in the last 3 nights I've taken over the bed.
Really?
Well, we have a queen, so we have a small bed by most people's accounts.
Were you like in the middle or something?
I just was spreading out. It took me 3 nights to start to act like she was a corpse in the ground, and she was never coming back. No, she's cool. She sleeps really hard.
You?
No, she sleeps really hard. But I would hit her and be like, "Oh man, I feel badly." I don't even say anything because I know she doesn't even wake up. But I'd like several times during the night, I just would jam an arm into her back or something. Wow, it took me 3 nights to get past. We've slept together most of our lives. It's like wow, 3 nights. That's all it takes. It's not like London. Our beds were big enough to ever spread out, right? Those beds were tiny. Yes. Nap game. Broncos at Chiefs. Broncos 7-3. Chefs 1-9. Worst team in the NFL.
Chefs
go to 1-10. Chefs go to 1-10. Titans Broncos at Jaguars. Titans 4-6. Jaguars 1-9. The next worst team in the NFL. Jaguars win.
Really?
At home.
I'm going with the Titans.
Titans, Stephen is saying. These are nap games because neither team is good, not because the outcome is a given.
Right.
So, and as could be evidenced by the ultimate nap game, which I will be happily... No, that's not true. Unhappily bringing you on Monday Night Football, Tuesday morning in the UK on Talk Sport Extra Time with Mike Graham. I will be bringing you the Panthers at the Eagles, 2-8 versus 3-7. Wow. What a car wreck. We've never made Monday Night Football a nap game. Never.
Ever?
Ever. We have precedent, Stephen, that no matter what, because everyone's going to watch, it's not a nap game.
Well,
but this game's that bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to see this game. You don't.
Yeah, the ratings are going to be
holiday awful. Shopping, friends.
I got the Panthers.
I got the Eagles. Who knows? Who cares?
The Eagles are a dumpster fire.
They are a dumpster fire, but they're a dumpster fire at home. You're playing. These are two of the worst 5 teams in the NFL, Stephen. How do you sort them? You go with the home team.
5 games that we differ on.
I thought there might be a few this
week. You take 3 home teams while I'm taking 3 on the road.
I've got 2 home teams, and you've got 3 on the road. I've got Bears and Dolphins. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I'm used to it.
You're not wrong. You just said the same thing I said, just a different way.
Well, I was counting the blue, which is you.
So I'm gonna take the Bears. The Bears.
He's gotta take a home team.
I am gonna take a home team,
and I'm gonna take
the best home team that I've got.
The Bears and the Dolphins. Yeah, the Bears are a much better team than the Dolphins. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I I almost feel bad. It's like taking, you know, candy from a baby.
Really?
I need
it
to.
It feels like that to go back to even in the challenge games?
To go back to even.
Most dumbest wager line of the day we have as the Bills at Colts, where the Colts are only 3-point favorites. We don't understand that because we believe in Andrew Luck. There it is. That's
Do we
your,
believe in him?
That's your turkey program. I don't know. I'm hesitating, but yeah. Look, folks, you're gambling. There's a reason they call it gambling.
Yeah, I actually, if I were to pick one.
Which we're supposed to agree in.
Oh, kind of are we agree?
Give people a lot of certitude
okay.
about their flutter.
Well, I don't like the Giants being favored at home. I think the Packers, we both have the Packers winning, so that should be our dumbest wager line of the week. Because if you're going to give me the Packers and 3 points.
Get the team you think's going to win and points.
I'm picking the Packers. Give me the Packers.
Okay. Football night in America it is.
Okay. It's the last freaking game of the weekend. I mean, I think the Packers will win, and you're going to give me 3 points. I'll take
Agreed.
Them.
Agreed.
I will take them gladly.
That's how we usually sort things here and roll with things. We want to thank you for joining us on this turkey tussle.
Have a great holiday weekend.
And remember, and if it's not your holiday, it don't mean you can't make it.
Make it your holiday. Wait, I got one more puck, and I'm just trying to see where
oh,
I
Lord.
Go.
He's wanting to give me all of his money.
Because if you win these two, so that's Eli, no touchdown passes.
Correct.
This is...
this is going to be Eli Manning touchdown pass to Victor Cruz. I'm actually telling you who's going to get it.
Really?
But... Yeah.
All right.
When Eli throws his touchdown pass,
he's going to throw none.
It's going to be to Victor Cruz.
Okay.
Could be Jake Ballard.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. Thanks for listening.
And this is NFL Rants and Raves. Do we have a gobble sound?
I did it on purpose.
I see.
That's how the Carpenters built that really full sound, was multi-tracking.